I was asked about my background, and I was about to start typing it out and realized that's going to be way too long. It'd be better if I just did a video. My introduction to cryptocurrencies. I literally ran into a guy at a gas station that introduced me to Bitcoin. I shit you not. That was my introduction. I wasn't comfortable buying something on random website, so I did my research and I looked around for an app because I felt more secure having an app on my phone to use. And I found BRD. Turned out it was Bread Token. I couldn't even remember what year this was. But they had an app for a wallet that you set up with Bread. And I like the app. I know how much it takes to get an app in to the App Store because I did a beta test for Talk to Chef. So to support the app, I bought Bread tokens. Well, I woke up one morning and my app was blue. It turned into Coinbase overnight. And I was like, well, that's my luck. I get grandfathered into all kinds of shit. So I'm right. I still use Coinbase to this day. But all of my Bread tokens just disappeared out of my wallet. So I'm a little pissed about that. Granted, it's nothing but a meme token now. But other than my introduction to crypto, with a bit more of my backstory, I've literally gone from homeless to landlord. It took 10 years of blood, sweat, and tears. And yeah, I absolutely could not have done it without white privilege, let's face it. My mother is a legit self-made millionaire. Between her tax office and her rental incomes, she cracked a million. And that's also why I was able to buy the house that came with apartments. It makes maintenance a lot easier when they're in your backyard. But yeah, 10 years of blood, sweat, and tears to get out of that mess. I'm making $600 a month in a homeless shelter and could not qualify for welfare. They'd cut my food stamps, could not get housing. $600 a month, they told me I made too much to qualify with two kids. Yeah, that was fun. I've spent 30 plus years working in kitchens. I was manager at a Golden Corral, took that restaurant from making $1,000 a day to making $10,000 a day in 3 months. But I wasn't good enough to be a manager of Chili's. So I ended up working at Aramark at the nuclear power plant. I still miss those guys. It was a lot of fun working that kitchen, especially night shift. I had a blast, but $12 an hour, COVID, night shift, outage. I literally threw my back out on Easter Sunday. $12 an hour, I said, I'm out. I'm done. So now I do taxes and bookkeeping with my mother. She's getting ready to retire, and I've got to get my EA license so that I can take over. So. But I am losing motivation because taxes suck. Let's face it. I'll have another video coming out shortly whenever I get done with my 2-day seminar for the Gear Up 2024 tax season. I'll share it with you guys when I get it done. After all, you gotta know the rules to play the game.